Okay, so we have extended time, so we're back to debating Mr. Sagerton's amendment to the motion, and the last person on the stack, I believe, was Dwayne Lark. So, Mr. Lark, go ahead.
And this is Lydia wanting to get on the stack. So,
well, I'd like to put you, Lydia, I'd like to put you and Anita on the stack when we get back to discussing the main motion.
Well, no, but I want to be on this stack as well.
You want to be on this stack as well? Okay.
Yes, for the amendment.
Okay. So, Dwayne, go ahead. And then Lydia, and then whoever else wants to speak. Go ahead, Dwayne.
Okay. Can you hear me, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Okay, I'll start my time. Now, it has been referred to that we've got too many committees. Well, you don't have to volunteer to be on the committee. It's not a reason to not support it. I'm on almost every, and I'm not complaining. Now, the idea is the Strategic Planning Committee has had this in its charge ever since the loan was created, frankly. And I'm counting 2 years, at least in terms of strategic planning, coming up with a strategic plan. That hasn't come forward. I'm on the Strategic Planning Committee. And we've dealt with a lot of things and discussion. And this loan has not been one of its priorities. So let's not go there. Second, the Finance Committee hasn't had a discussion about it either. So let's not go there. And with respect to the Finance Committee is consumed with budget and budgeting. But I think the most important thing is that the Development Task Force, I believe, has met once or twice. And I don't believe it has and the question was earlier asked, and when we get to the main motion, I would admit and I will agree that all committees ought to be coordinated. This committee could coordinate all the inaction that has occurred. And again, I'll repeat, why would you be against? Because these arguments about these other committees having this charge and they've done nothing. We've had this loan for over 12 months and they've done nothing. And no
90 seconds.
And for the gentleman to put forth this, talking about, that's fact. So, yeah, you want to sanitize facts, but I don't believe you should take that out of the motion because it's a fact. Whether it's an embarrassing fact, that's your own opinion. I don't think stating the facts and the condition and showing people that we recognize where we are, but we're going to move forward and act
please
on it now.
Please finish your remarks,
it's very
Mr.
important. Well, I thank you, Mr. Chair, for indulging, and I'm finished.
Okay, Lydia, you wanted to speak? Go ahead, Lydia. Lydia? I think you're muted.
Sorry. Although I support the notion of having this committee, and I'll speak to that in the next section, but right now, in relation to this amendment, I do not think it should be in there because it's not accurate. Some of the inaccuracy I can describe in greater detail in executive session. I'm not doing that in public session. What I can say in public session, for example, there are various aspects to a plan. Obviously, a plan evolves and is not ultimately completed, and I'll explain why I do support this committee. However, the actual statement that there is no plan is, in my opinion, inaccurate, starting with the fact that the PMB approved a percentage has to be taken from any of the bequests going to paying off this loan. That is part of a plan. And the other ones I'll discuss in executive session, but there is no complete plan, obviously. We've referred in public session to the possibility of the EIDL loan, if and when that comes through, whatever. So it's not, it is not accurate to include that. And I do think it's detrimental. And I don't, but the main thing is that it's inaccurate. So I heartily support that we remove that. It's not necessary to the function of this committee.
90 seconds.
Okay. I want to follow what you just said, Lydia. I completely agree with you. A plan is not an all or nothing thing. we may not have 100% of a plan, but we have parts of a plan, and we are concretizing more of that plan as we have, as different options come before us. So I agree with you. It's a complete distortion to say there is no plan. I would also add that the Strategic Planning Committee is dealing with this issue. It is completely untrue what was said, that the Strategic Planning Committee is doing nothing. Part of the problems we have had with some of the committees, however, is that people keep taking motions that are supposed to be discussed at a committee and referring them to other committees, or creating new committees that are supposed to deal with issues that should be dealt with in an original committee. So I don't think spawning more committees is some kind of solution to this problem. I think it belongs with the Strategic Planning Committee. It can also be reviewed by the Finance Committee, and I would appreciate any expertise we can get in discussing this with our CFO and other experts as needed. So, and we can discuss more of this in executive session. So if there's no further discussion, can we go to a vote on this amendment? Okay. Are there any objections to the amendment? You're correct.
Yes.
Let's go to Madam Secretary, could you please take the roll?
Okay. Grace Aaron votes yes. Robin Collier, Chris Corey.
Pass.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Pass.
Okay, Lyndon Foley.
No.
Okay. Jan Goodman.
Abstain.
Okay, Heather Gray.
I'll pass as well.
Okay. Jacobs.
Pass.
Okay, Wally James.
Pass.
Okay, Dwayne Lark.
I vote no for the truth.
Ron Pinchback. Ralph Pointer.
Please express the vote again. What are we voting on?
James amended this motion to form an ad hoc committee. He's putting forward an amendment to delete two phrases that say.
Got it.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Sandra Rowland.
I pass.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes.
No.
Okay. Sean Rhodes.
Yes.
Okay. Eileen Rosen.
Yes.
Okay, James Sagerton.
Yes.
All right, Nancy Sorden.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, Andrea Turner. Andrea Turner.
I pass.
Polina. Okay, Polina Vasiliev.
Yes.
Okay. Chris Corey, you passed.
Abstain.
Okay, Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
No.
Okay. Ron Pinchback. Ron Pinchback. Sandra Rowland. Ron Pinchback, Sandra Rowland. Okay, I think we lost them.
Wally James also passed.
Okay, Wally James.
I vote no.
We have others. Heather Gray, how do you vote?
Yeah, I'll vote yes.
Okay, Sabrina Jacobs.
Abstain.
Okay, Jan Wally Goodman, James. I'd like to change my vote to to no.
Okay.
This Wally is Sandra.
Yeah.
Sorry.
How do you vote,
I think I got dropped off the call, but I vote no.
Okay. Let's see. We're back to Wally James.
No.
All right. Ron Pinchback.
Abstain.
Okay. And Andrea Turner.
No.
Okay. So I'll count up.
Madam Chair, Secretary, question.
Yeah.
I got dropped off the call accidentally. Could you just, are we voting to accept his amendment?
Yeah, it's to accept the amendment to delete, again, with no plans for repayment.
Okay, I vote yes.
Okay. All right, I'll count up then. 1 abstention. Chair, 9 yes, 8 no's, 1 abstention. Do you wish to vote?
Excuse me. Yeah, I vote yes.
Okay. So this motion passes. This amendment passes. 10 yes, 8 no, 1 abstention.
Okay. We're back to discussing the main motion. And I would like to
hear from
Chair, let me make a correction. There was 2 abstentions. Chris Corey.
Yeah.
Sabrina Jacobs.
Jacobs, yes, thank you.
Right.
Correct.
Okay, we're back to discussing the main motion, and I would like to hear from Lydia and Anita before we hear from anybody else. So, Lydia, the floor is yours.
Yes, I think that because we're talking about a 45-day period, and as I have said before, you know, we are still hoping for that EIDL loan, which doesn't matter whether it can apply to directly. It would free up their money, number one. But then that gives us a chance to keep working on that. But nevertheless, and there are other things which, again, I can only discuss in executive session. And by virtue of the fact of that it's a proprietary discussion having to do with the loan, most of those meetings I have to assume will be in executive session. And it will be very focused on having the ability to delve into that loan document. If you have not done so, it is imperative that you do so. I do not believe that most of those on the other committees that are either finance, strategic, that they necessarily, all of their members have delved into it to the degree that you have to. So it's a very specific thing that I would like the assistance in delineating some of the options that we can explore. I've already explored some of them, again, to be discussed in executive session. I'm happy to raise some of that. And I think that the other committees are the development committee, for example. I mean, that's about raising our ongoing operational money, which we are in dire need of. So when I didn't take a salary, it's partly because of the loan. It doesn't have to be directly to the loan. It has to be with freeing up money in general, right, to pay off the loan. And I see activity in all those other 3 committees. But this is very different. It has an overlap of various legal entities and a lot of outside consultation that will probably be needed, etc. And I and because it's that finite window of 45 days, I would support it.
Okay. Anita?
I just wanted to comment that I went back to the 2018 audit, and the audit states that the note is due with all unpaid interest principal in September 2021. I just wanted to make sure that was known.
Okay. Thank you, Anita.
Mr. Chair, this is Paulina. We're about 15 seconds or so, 10 seconds away from time on this item.
Okay. We have a motion to extend for 5 minutes.
Motion to extend for 10 minutes, Mr. Chair, and I request to be on the stack.
Okay. I wanted to be on the stack, actually.
Lars to the stack, too, Chair.
Do we have a second for the motion to extend?
Turner, second. This is Sandra.
Okay.
I second.
Do we have any objections to extending for 10 minutes? Okay.
Chair, I'd like to be on the stack. Lawrence, please.
Okay, I've heard you. I'd like to speak first, if you don't mind. I reiterate what I said before. This is, of course, a very critical matter, but... to create yet another committee, I think, is the wrong way to go. This clearly belongs with the Strategic Planning Committee. There are at least two of us on that committee who are very, very familiar with the loan. That is myself and Grace Aaron. And we could call upon the expertise of other members of the board who are also very familiar with the loan. That would be Nancy Sorden, who was one of the people who helped negotiate the loan. And I believe Jan Goodman is also very familiar with this loan. So there's no problem in the Strategic Planning Committee working on this, and we've already begun the process. So I don't understand why you want to sidetrack the Strategic Planning Committee in order to create yet another committee. It makes no sense to me whatsoever. Okay. So, and to answer
Wayne,
the Lawrence question,
to be on the track,
and then Chris asked earlier, yes, there is a committee currently working on this, Chris. We are working on a recovery plan, and paying off the loan is, of course, an integral part of any recovery plan. Okay. Dwayne.
Chair, Anderson, point of inquiry, Turner here.
What is your point of inquiry?
My point of inquiry is, are the loan documents available for board members to look at?
Yes, they are.
Okay. I just want to make sure I get a copy just to see. Okay. Thank you.
We can arrange that, yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Dwayne, then I heard Lawrence. Who else wants to speak on this?
Lyndon,
okay.
And, yeah. And Vanessa.
And Vanessa, okay. Okay, Dwayne, go ahead.
Okay, Mr. Chair, I'd like to make note that the timekeeper did not interrupt you at 90 seconds, so I wish to consume as much time as you did. And I do want to point out that I have been a member of this body since that loan was let. I and others demanded access to those executed loan documents, and we never received them. For you to tell the member that they are readily available, and you say that you, whatever the case may be, you've been chair of the Strategic Planning Committee twice in the last 3 years. You've been the chair and the Strategic Planning Committee's chair. And for you to say that there's a plan when I've been asking for the plan for 2 years, I think it's just not right. Further, I point out that these committees that are allegedly supposed to be handling it and this expertise that you say two or three members have, you've done nothing to present, and I'll use the word present, the plan that you have or present the ideas and this expertise. We're 6 months out. And members, please, let this particular committee can work with, any committee. But these committees that they claim have been working on this, and I've been in the strategic planning committee for the last 10 months, there has been no discussion.
90 seconds.
In fact, we've had seven, as I stated, no one said 90 seconds when the chair was speaking.
Mr. Chair, this is the timekeeper. Have you recognized?
I have been the current vice chair.
Timekeeper wants to be recognized.
I timed it myself.
Mr. Timekeeper, what did you want to say?
I just want to say that's inaccurate. I was timing the chair when he was speaking. He spoke less than 90 seconds.
Thank you.
I am currently the vice chair. I haven't had, seen no action, no plans, no one discussing a plan with all this expertise you've just mentioned. As far as these committees, I'm a member of the Finance Committee. I'm a member of the Strategic Planning Committee. I'm a member of the Governance Committee, and I can just name them. And none of these discussions have been had. So, members, those of you who don't know, we asked for those executed documents in 2018. My eyes were denied. So if Mr. Chair say they are available, present them within the next 24 hours to all who have, and I mean the executed documents, not those that we were allowed to see that
Mr.
were
Lawrence,
planning documents.
Mr. Seconds are up. Mr. Lawrence,
so let
you
us,
have
the, I asked in the 24
Mr.
hours,
Lawrence,
stand to your word, if they are available, execute them to us within 24
Mr.
hours.
Mr. Lawrence, your 90 seconds are up. Mr. Lawrence, go ahead.
Thank you, Chair. I want to associate myself with the remarks that our IED made in regards to her support for this committee. I've been on committees and the Strategic Planning Committee for quite some time. I came on this board, I believe, in 2019. The Finance Committee requested the documents, and they were told that they can't get them. In regards to that, these documents have not been available. I have requested them, and I was told some weird reason that anyway, I can't get into that because maybe that's more appropriate for executive session. But the fact is that specialty committees, ad hoc committees or subcommittees, whatever you want to call it, are an effective way of reaching and developing plans. I like to mention that this board voted unanimously without objection to create the COVID-19 task force, which has been a success, has been a major success. And we did deliberate work, which is what needs to be done now. I requested the documents, and I was told that I could not get them. The Finance Committee, I believe, when Chris Corey was the chair at the time, could not get it.
90 seconds.
Okay, Chair, can I have 15 seconds to finish my remarks? Thank you. So, again, a lot of these committees, the Strategic Planning Committee has not taken anything up like this, and it's been quite some time. And right now, we need to schlep this and start working on it because it is extremely important because we are running up on a deadline. Thank you, Chair. And I urge directors to support this motion. Thank you.
Okay. I think, Lyndon, you're next.
Okay. Thank you, Chair. I'd just like to say that nobody has kept any of you from dealing with the most important things to Pacifica. But the committees have constantly decided to have chosen to deal with minutiae that y'all keep putting on the agenda. Like, how do we count absences? No, this $3.25 million loan, this debt, has been out there this whole time. And rather than treating the cancer, we've obsessed over hangnails for at least the last 9 months. And that's the committee. That's on the committee. That's on the people on the PMB, me included. You know, this is on the body. A new committee is not going to solve the lack of resolve to address the payback of this loan. This is just pathetic. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, we're about 45 seconds away from time on this item.
Okay, I have one more person
Nancy,
on that.
The stack.
Yeah, you're on the stack. Go ahead, Nancy.
Wasn't I already on the stack? This is Vanessa.
Oh, go ahead. I just jumped on just now. So go ahead.
I wrote Vanessa, but I read it as Nancy. I'm sorry. Okay, Vanessa, yes, you're on the stack.
Okay. So I am on the Strategic Planning Committee. So a lot of times, I feel like I'm new to the PMB, I'm new to these committees, I'm new to a lot of information. There's institutional knowledge I don't have. However, being on the Strategic Planning Committee, I know firsthand, current knowledge, that there are a lot of issues that we deal with. And I don't feel, there may be people on that committee who are well-versed in the subject matter, but as a committee, I really don't feel that we are focusing in a proper manner, given what it appears people are saying, the dire consequences that can occur if this is not managed properly. I believe there should be some body, an entity, such as Dwayne suggests, which is, we're discussing, something that focuses purely just on this issue. Strategic planning is not doing that, and somebody's got to.
We're out of time.
Motion to extend for 5 minutes.
Yeah. Do we have a second for that?
Second.
Okay.
Chris Corey.
Are there any objections? I think I heard Nancy. Nancy, did you want to be on the stack?
Yes, please.
Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. While it is not true that we don't have any plans, we've already developed some concrete plans. One that that's currently in force now, in that a portion of the bequests are going towards payment of the loan. We have already paid down $100,000 of the principal. When we get extra money, we all vote on paying that down. A lot of the stuff that we haven't been able to do is because we haven't had our audits done. And now that we're getting there, I think we're now at a point where we can show that, we are worthy of applying for grants and things like that. While this has been dealt with in various a few discussions on the other committees, because the other committees have other mandates as well, the discussions on how to deal with the loan have been diluted. And so I myself have been working on, looking at the different possibilities, but I don't have a place to present that. And I think it would be a good idea to have short-termed task force to look at all the options fill in what we need. I was going to say, I'll address what the development task force is doing when we get to that. But they're very aware of this loan and have a goal to raise lots of money to hopefully help address it.
Thank you, Nancy. Does anybody else want to be on the stack for this?
Chair, this is Sandra. I think I asked to be on the stack a while back, and I think I've been overlooked, but I would appreciate if you put me on the stack.
Okay. I apologize, Sandra. I don't recall that, but be my guest. There's nobody else on the stack, so go ahead.
Okay. Well, in my little brain, it seems pretty simple to me that every person on the PMB should be focusing on how we're going to do this. How are we going to pay back the loan? We don't need another committee. We have committees that are capable of addressing it. but perhaps we should make a special executive session meeting to just address it once and for all and figure out what we're going to do to make it happen. Because if we don't, we are lost. The Pacifica Foundation will go down. And the whole reason I got involved again was to try to help. And these kind of meetings that go on at infinitum are not helpful. And another committee is not helpful. We have an interim executive director. We have an interim CFO. And we have committee members that are all saying that they want to fix this, they want to do it, but yet nobody can figure out what committee they want to throw it into. You know, long story short, this is a priority. It's a priority for everybody on the PMB. It's a priority for our interim executive director. It's a priority for our interim CFO. We need to figure this out. We need to work in concert to do it.
Sandra,
we need to raise money.
Sandra, I believe...
Bolina to the stack.
Hold on. Sandra, I believe you were trying to make a substitute motion to have a special executive session to work on this. Is that correct or not?
I wasn't trying to make a motion. I'm just stating facts here. You can call it a motion. You can call it whatever the hell you want. But the bottom line is, you are all grappling over minutia when we have a major situation that needs to be addressed. And you can make whatever motions or you can pass whatever crap you want to pass. But you just need to do something. All of us need to do something. So do it.
Okay. You are not making a motion.
Point of inquiry, Chair, parliamentary inquiry.
What is your point of inquiry?
I'd like to ask the parliamentarian, is it part of the quorum for the chair to solicit a motion or interpret a member's comments as a motion?
Sure.
Both are correct.
Okay, thank you. I was trying to help the member elaborate what I believed was implicitly a motion she was trying to make, but she said she was not making a motion, so that was that. Okay, we're out of time, and at this point, we have to go to a vote on this motion. Madam Secretary, could you please take the roll?
Point of inquiry, could you repeat the motion, Sir Chair?
It's the motion to create another committee to figure out how we're going to pay back the loan. I don't have the wording in front of me. Does somebody want to read it?
Yes.
There was an amendment to the motion as well.
Okay, go ahead. You
want to
read it? Go ahead.
Yeah. So I believe the first sentence was stricken from the record, and so was the with no plans for repayment, that was stricken off the record. So whereas the PMB voted more than 12 months ago to enter into a loan agreement, whereas... Again, be it resolved that in the interest of the fiduciary responsibility of the PMB and for the protection of the assets of the Pacifica Foundation, be it moved that a special committee be established specifically to explore and develop a proposal or a plan of repayment of the loan. This committee shall report back to the PMB within 45 days. My amendment states that the committee should ask for volunteers and be populated tonight. James, you want to state your amendment? Because I don't have it in front of me.
You already
I think
read
you
it.
Did it, Lawrence.
understood it. You removed
it. Was just to remove that word.
Okay, right. No, okay, I did. Okay.
Thank you, Lawrence.
So is everybody clear?
That's a skinny. Thank you.
Chair, okay. I think he missed about 10 words. The second where I should have read, whereas the loan becomes due in about 6 months. But other than that, I think that was accurate.
That's right, Chris. Yeah, I didn't read that right.
Okay, so let's go to a vote. Madam Secretary, please take the roll.
Okay, do you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, clear. Right. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, boy. You might not hear us.
We can hear you, Grace.
Grace, you might be muted.
Hello?
I think we lose Greg.
Dialing back in.
Are we going to a vote here?
We don't have our secretary.
Grace is apparently dialing back in after getting knocked off.
Okay, let's wait a minute then.
We need a vice secretary.
I'm back on. Hung up by mistake. Okay, we're ready for the vote then.
Yeah, we're going to go to a vote now. Motion as amended.
Okay, Grace Aaron passes. Robin Collier, Chris Corey?
Yes.
Okay, Chris Corey votes yes. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Yes.
Vanessa votes yes. Lyndon Foley?
Abstain.
Okay, Jan Goodman? Heather Gray?
Abstain.
Okay. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Okay. Wally James?
Yes.
Okay. Dwayne Lark?
Yes.
Okay. Ron Pinchback?
Yes.
Okay. Ralph Pointer?
Yes.
Okay. Sandra Rowland?
No.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Okay. Sean Rhodes?
Abstain.
All right. Eileen Rosen?
Sorry, pass.
Okay. James Sagerton?
No.
Okay. Nancy Sorden?
Yes.
Okay. Andrea Turner?
Yes.
All right. Polina Vasiliev?
Yes.
Okay. Grace Aaron abstains. Jan Goodman?
No.
Okay. And Eileen Rosen?
Abstain.
Okay. Wally James?
No.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to count up now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 yeses. And 1, 2, 3, 4 noes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 abstentions. Chair, 10 yeses, 4 noes, 5 abstentions. Do you wish to vote?
I vote no.
Okay. This motion passes. 10 yes, 5 no, 5 abstentions.
Chair, request information, Lawrence.
What is your request for information, Mr. Reyes?
Thank you. The amendment that I offer states that we take volunteers and populate the committee tonight. How do you want to do that? How should we go about doing that?
I think what you have to do is ask to add an item to the agenda right now to do that, because it's not on our agenda at the moment.
Okay, so...
Mr. Chair, this is Sandra. This is Sandra.
Yes.
With a point of order that the agenda has already been approved. And, okay, so people want to continue on with this.
Yeah, well, Mr. Reyes wishes, if he wants to do
I can't even put it into words. I am just going to appeal to the body and say, will everybody on the PMV commit to figuring out how
that's
we're going to
that's not part of the motion.
It?
Chair, point of order.
Mr. Chair, that's not a point of order. In all due respect, that's not a point of order. Mr. Reyes, do you wish to do that? Yes, Chair, I wish to do that.
This is Lydia. Can we ask the parliamentarian?
Mr. Chair, I have a point of order.
Hold on. Mr. Tatum, what do you have? I believe that if we're going to set aside some time to populate a committee, we have to add that to the agenda. Is that not right, Mr.
Tatum?
It's already
been approved.
Hold up. Who is interrupting? Can you hold, please? And I will ask the question. After a motion is adopted, it goes into effect right away before the next business in order, unless
okay.
The motion has a proviso, which means that it will be carried out at another time. But
okay. We are out of time for this item on the agenda. But the motion
please let the parliamentarian finish.
Yes,
the motion
please.
Itself requires that we spend more time to populate a committee.
Because
right.
that's the action that the motion requires, Chair.
Okay,
volunteer.
Hold up.
Let the parliamentarian finish.
Yes.
You let me finish. We'll be out of your way, I promise. I try not to be more than 10 seconds anyway. The issue is you're running out of time. There's automatically going to fall under if you've run out of time. However, you could extend time to populate the committee. Thank you. I'm finished.
Okay.
Motion.
Paulina moves the motion to extend time for 10 minutes.
Okay. Do we have any objections to extending for 10 minutes to populate this committee? Okay. So let's go around the room. Who wants to be on the committee?
Dwayne Lark.
Dwayne Lark. All right. Who else wants to be on the
Chair,
committee?
Can I be recognized? Lawrence Reyes would like to be on the committee.
Okay, Lawrence. You don't have to be recognized.
Chris,
tell me if we want to be on the committee or not.
Thank you.
Chris Corey.
James.
Chris Corey would like to be on the committee.
Chris, okay. Who else?
James.
James.
This is Sandra.
Yeah.
This is Sandra. May I be recognized?
Do you want to be on the committee, Sandra?
I would like to require that everybody on the PMB and the executive director and our CFO all be required to be on the committee.
Not a committee.
That's out of order.
Andrew, do you want
anybody?
Okay, who else wants to be on the committee?
Nancy.
Was that Nancy? Did I hear that?
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody else?
This is Anita. I can be on it.
Anita, okay. Anybody else?
Do you need a convener, chair? Is Nancy with a question?
Nancy, Do you want to convene the committee?
I could, or somebody else could.
I wish to convene the committee. Dwayne Larkin, this is my motion.
Well, it's
I just was,
nobody has,
I was just suggest. I was just asking if you're going to have a, if you're going to, we're going to get a convener tonight. That'd be good. That'd be good. Okay.
I volunteer.
You want to volunteer to convene the committee? Does anybody else want to be the convener of this committee?
Mr. Chair, this is Sandra. I will volunteer to be the convener of the committee, and I'm going to call on every one of you.
Good.
Okay, Sandra, you should convene the
committee. Point of inquiry. Chair,
I have a point of order.
Mr. Chair, you're being unfair.
I have a point of order, Chair.
Hold on. Somebody has a...
She voted against the committee, so how is she going to convene?
Somebody have a point of order, Chair.
Order. Who has a point of order?
Lawrence, Chair.
What is your point of order?
My point of order is that Ms. Rollins keeps stating that that everybody has to be in the committee. That's not the purpose of this motion. And it sounds like she's incensed and somewhat angry at this committee being formed. And yet she wants to convene the committee. I object to that.
Well, I
may
think,
I respond,
Chair? Yes, Ms. Wong. Go ahead.
Wind to the fact. To the fact.
You are absolutely right, Lawrence. I am
the member is out of order. I don't care. The rest of us are asking for
angry
the floor, and she
that
just
people
out.
Think that they can just convene another committee to do what is the responsibility of the entire PMB,
so you're gonna call
the
me out,
interim CFO, and the interim
what's going on here?
So the member been recognized? Did the record been
recognized?
No,
okay.
I'm not
like going to
be recognized. I'm just calling you all out.
Would everybody please calm down? We can't hear the chair.
I would like to hear from Ron. Ron wanted the floor. Ron?
I am on the floor as well.
Yes, but you've been speaking
listen, the vote's been taken, okay? The democracy has worked, all right? Now, as far as populating this committee and who's going to convene it, you know, I think that the person that put forth the motion should have the right to at least convene the initial meeting of this. And if they want to choose, you know, someone to move forward with, then that group can choose amongst themselves who will convene in the future. This is ridiculous. Okay, let's get on with this. Okay, that's all I'm saying.
Okay.
And we got more meetings to go. Please.
Yeah, we're just trying to figure out who's going to convene it. So, Dwayne,
you already had the person that motivated it. Volunteer to do the initial convening. Okay, that should be acceptable. Okay.
Right.
Well, it's
point of inquiry. Will we be getting the loan papers to look at soon from the IED or whoever?
You will be able to examine the loan papers.
Okay, thank you. What was said
earlier by somebody about the Finance Committee not getting it? That's because there are members of the Finance Committee who are not directors. Any director has a right to look at the loan papers.
Thank you.
Dwayne Larkin.
Mr. Chair.
Should be recognized.
Okay, Mr. Clark. Mr. Clark,
I would like
ahead.
To be on the stack.
Who's this?
I want to point out again that since 2018, this director has been asking for the executed document. So I'm glad to hear that you, the IED, someone is going to make them available to any director's act, and I request that it be done immediately. All of our email addresses are on record. So I have been waiting for this for 2 years. to read the document myself so I can make a more informed
decision. We're not discussing that now.
No, we're not discussing that, but you made a commitment, and I'd just like to see it forward.
I just want to confirm you will be convening this meeting.
I offered myself until you tried to put Ms. Sandra Rollin over, so yes, I will be convening this
meeting. I wasn't trying to put anything. I was trying
to... Will you guys cut it out?
Stop.
I was trying to find out who wants to
be the chair. Point of order,
Chair.
This is Lawrence. Can I state my point, Chair?
Chair, I have a suggestion.
This is Nancy?
Yes.
Yeah, what is your suggestion?
Just have anybody else that wants to be on the committee email Dwayne, and we're done with this.
Yeah, I like that.
Sounds like a good idea.
No.
Great idea.
No, we're not done with this.
Okay.
This is
we already populated the committee, right, Chair?
We're done with this item.
Chair, a request for information.
What is your request for information, Mr. Lawrence?
Did you take the names of the volunteers, Chair, for this ad hoc?
Yes, I did.
I took the names, Mr. Reyes.
Thank you, Chair.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, could we put that in the minutes before we go any further? Can we place within the minutes the members who are volunteers for this committee so there will be no confusion moving forward?
I'm sure it's in the minutes. Madam Secretary, could you confirm that that is in the minutes?
Minutes haven't been made yet.
Well,
Mr. Chair, I request that every PNB member... member of this committee.
That's a different motion.
Could you mute Ms. Rollins?
She's been repeatedly out of order. Could you please mute her? We will allow you to vote.
If there's a vote, could you please mute Ms. Rollins?
This is enough of this.
Okay, please repeat what your request is. This is Grace, the Secretary.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr.
Lamarck,
hold on.
I get to speak here. The request was by Mr. Lark to have the members who volunteered for the committee to be inserted into the minutes, and I believe you will be doing that. Is that correct?
Yes, if I can understand who wants to be on the
committee. Who are the members?
Yeah, it's
what
to
my
read it.
Was.
I believe the chair has a list. I'm going to check
it out. For the members.
Okay,
Let me read the members.
Okay,
Dwayne,
go ahead.
Dwayne Lark, Lawrence Reyes, Chris Quarry, James Sagerton, Nancy Sorden, and Anita Sims. That's the members, as far as I know.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes, very good.
Okay.
Well, and if anybody else wants to join the committee, send an email to Dwayne. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. We move on to the next item on our agenda, and that's a motion on KPFT Management and Review Committee. This is a 15-minute item. Dwayne Lark is the author of this motion. So, Dwayne, go ahead and read your motion.
Chair, for the sake of time, I'm going to move that we adjourn to executive session and take this matter up at our next meeting.
I think it's
postponement, Chair. This is Lawrence.
I don't think we want an executive session tonight at this point.
So yeah, we only have 25 minutes.
Could you appeal to the membership to see what their will is, please?
Okay. What are you folks?
Chair,
you want to go?
For question.
Yes. What is
Lydia? Didn't she have some information to share in executive session? Or, you know, and is that timely information?
There's nothing critical. I don't know if Warren was invited. Grace could answer that, and if so, we can probably, it was, what he had to present wasn't critical. It's regarding something that'll happen in the future. But, and then before the open session, I just wanted to make an announcement about our debate coverage, but that's all right. And it's not important.
Chair, might be recognized. This is Lawrence.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Chair. So I'd like to move that we postpone motion number six, the motion on KPFT Management Selection Review Committee, to the next meeting.
I'll second that motion.
Okay. So the motion is to postpone, and it's got a second. Are there any objections? Oh, can you please unmute Sandra Roiling, since we are asking for a vote?
Sandra
is no longer. She just texted. She is off the call. Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry we had to do that, but I didn't know what else to do. Just repeated disruptions here. Okay, so if there's no objections, then that matter is postponed until the next meeting. The next item on the agenda, then, our
Chair, this is Chris Corey. May I be recognized?
Yes, Mr. Corey.
It'll only take a few seconds. I just want to point out that between item 7 and item 8, we have a lot of minutes and not many minutes left in this meeting. Does Lydia Brazone's open session IED report contain information that is important enough to prioritize it and make it so that we should pass on the committee reports, or should we just subject ourselves to going through the committee reports?
Well, let's ask Lydia, and if Lydia her item is important, we can vote on moving that item. Lydia?
Yes, I just wanted to make some announcements, if I may.
Okay. Chair, this is Lawrence.
That are time sensitive, because they'll be happening, some will be happening before our next meeting.
Chair, this is Lawrence. Okay. I'd like to be recognized for a motion.
I was just asking, can we have a motion to move immediately to item number 8 on the agenda and postpone the committee reports to the open session?
I would support that motion, Chair, just as long as the committee reports are prioritized at the next meeting, that we don't have these cumbersome motions before the committee reports. Is that fair, Chair?
I can't give you any guarantees, Lawrence.
Well, that's why I wanted to make that a motion, Chair.
What is it? You want to make a motion? What is your motion? Make a motion.
My motion is that at the next PNB meeting, that committee reports be prioritized at the top of the agenda. Because committee
Mr.
reports
Chair,
are
out of order. Mr. Chair, that's out of order. This is John Tatum.
Yeah.
And
why is
and
it out
reason,
of order, Mr. Tatum?
Okay, I was getting ready to explain.
Go ahead.
Right now, the motion is by a two-thirds vote to switch item 8 in front of item 7. So that is the motion that's on the floor now. It takes a two-thirds vote. But changing around the committee structure is has nothing to do with the current motion on the floor.
That's correct. Okay, so let's
just I'll address it at the next meeting, Chair. Thank you. I'll submit a motion to the Secretary. Thank you.
Are there objections to moving item 8 in front of item 7 at this point? Okay, seeing no objections, then, Lydia, the floor is open for your report or announcements or whatever it is you want to speak about.
Okay, so that we end on a positive note. Is that we had the debate coverage. It was national coverage. I don't know how many of you listened to it. I was very impressed by the technical skills that were employed, because it was smooth as silk to have that many panelists on the call. Mitch Jezrich of KPSA was the host, and he included people and hosts and programmers from different stations, including, they had an excellent woman from Wisconsin. The name escapes me. She was extremely incisive relative to the application of the debate to the actual on-the-ground election. And so I applaud the effort. Again, very impressed with the fact that there wasn't variance in the volume of the various participants, since we're doing all this remotely. And also I want to commend John L. Mellor, because he had something to do with the, had a great deal actually, to do with the engineering aspect of it, as well as the KPFA staff. So hats off. The following will be more coverage for the debates versus the vice presidential debate. And that will be on October 7th. Hold on, I just lost my note here. Okay, on October 7th. And then that will be followed by the presidential debate on October 15th, with Margaret Prescott as host, and October 22nd with Gabriel Buelna as host. Now, for the vice presidential debate, which is coming up October 7th, the hosts are going to be Gloria Brown Marshall from this is from WBAI, Johanna Fernandez, also from WBAI. And anyway, they have impressive resumes, and so we're looking forward to that. And there will be other elements involved with that. Now, for election night, where we won't have the results for a while, there will have to be significant coordination, not unlike Super Tuesday, where I believe, and I propose this to the GMs, that a key component, and also to Director Ursula, and that we should include the affiliates, particularly in those key swing states that have so much to do with the Electoral College, and from whom we got excellent coverage on Super Tuesday, and hope to do the same. It has become kind of the norm now, especially with the COVID programming that we have been doing, and so we've been able to incorporate the entire network in these efforts. So that will be all national programming. Everybody's becoming very accustomed to it, so I'm extremely happy about that. Now, the fund drives, the national fund drives, I was going to schedule it for November 10th. Turns out so was Pacifica Archives. So Pacifica Archives is going to have their national fund drive. Again, this will be nationally mandated fund drive on November 10th. And so we will, I am working on then moving the Pacifica National fund drive, also mandated coverage, on November 17th. And I'm working out the logistics of it, because unlike the stations that have a member database, that is not true of Pacifica National. And so I'm working that out with Director Mark Torres of Pacifica Archives. So a lot is going on. Stations are going into fund drive, and that's all I can say. Anyway, we have green shoots, but not enough of them. And everybody has plenty to do right now, but I'm very encouraged and I'm very proud of the remarkable coverage. Certainly one of the things that keeps us going and keeps some of us that are veterans of Pacifica coming back is turning on mainstream news and then comparing it to the incisive analysis that our political, our Pacifica staff provide throughout the network. And so that's all. So I wanted to end on what I think is a positive note.
Thank you, Lydia. I appreciate that there was something positive to say at tonight's meeting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Chair, can we ask any questions?
We have a few minutes for Q&A. Let's keep it short.
Chris Corey for the stack.
Go ahead, Chris.
Well, we have a second.
Okay, so you're on the original agenda. There were three items listed. I'm presuming this is any other matters. Can you give us an update on the EIDL loan? Any update?
That after I reported last Thursday, I did hear back immediately from Senator Harris's office, and they were. Because the concerns that I had about the wording and that Dewayne had about the wording was passed on, and she said, yeah, let's take a look at that before you respond. So she passed it on to the other people that work directly with SBA, and I'm waiting to hear back, but I'll touch base with them again tomorrow just to make sure, because I haven't heard back from them. I want a yes or a no that we can submit this other document or not, or if that puts us into a position where we'd have to start over. We don't want to do something inadvertently that is not appropriate and just go by whoever answered the phone at SBA that day that they sent it. So that's the story on that right now. What can I say? Anything else?
Did you have any other questions, Chris, or we can go on to Paulina?
Well, there was a second item on the agenda, and that was any update on the expense cuts at KPFK. That would be a follow-up question.
Yeah, that's executive session material, that's executive session material. What was discussed and proposed last week was executed, and the GM sent the PMB. I noticed that it was not to the PMB. Grace, can you forward that to the PMB? He sent a report for tonight because what he verbalized last week.
It's appended to some questions that I sent to Anita Sims. So it's in that email that I sent to the PNB earlier tonight.
Okay. So, again, this is all some of it, because some of it is personnel-related. It's not appropriate for open session.
Okay. Thank you, Lydia.
Okay. Talina, then Ron.
Lyndon. Thank you.
And Lyndon. Okay.
Thank you, Lydia. Although I absolutely commend you and everybody else involved in the national effort to cover the election, I'm wondering whether local programmers will be notified promptly as to preemptions, and also whether Spanish language programming will be somehow included, as it has been in prior years, in prior election years. Thank you.
I would direct your question to your GM and PDs throughout the network. But I have seen emails already being generated to their PDs about the preemptions with the debates. And I have not seen it in relation to election night yet. I'll send in another email to the GM.
Yes, but just like I said, the second part of my question, because it would be directly to you, as the planning of the coverage is taking place now, and whoever is going to be anchoring and who is doing it, is Spanish language programming, at least at the station KPFK, where we have Spanish nighttime programming, are they being contacted, or is there a plan to contact or involve them in some way?
Well, I think that we'll do it the same way that we did it for Super Tuesday. We're on the back end. We're KPFK is the only station that has that kind of programming, and has it on the back end. And I thought it worked out really well last time, so I assume that will take place again.
Yeah, but we our programmers, I'm sure, would want to be part of the planning process. Thank you.
Okay, Ron,
you're next.
Is that me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, Lydia, there seems to be some hubbub about the Paycheck Protection loan that we received and whether we'll be able to qualify for not having to pay much of it back or any of it back. Have you had any discussions or any observations, about that situation? And if we do, if we are on the hook for, paying that loan back, any idea what that timetable might look like, when that might hit is it possible that could coincide with the other loan payback period?
I see absolutely no reason why we would have to pay any of it back. I haven't heard anything like that from the bank. In addition to NETA, with the strict adherence to the rules in this regard, the bank itself and the people that were assigned to our account and the reason they held on to the money and doled it out only as we needed and provided the backup information for that particular payroll. They did it that way in order to be really strict about not having to pay any of it back. So as far as I know, we met all of the criteria for $1 million. I haven't heard anything otherwise, and everything I have seen is that we were under anything that would have put us into the overage situation.
No, the only thing that I was referring to is that some companies, and of course, that they were just lumping this all with, some companies are going to be able to be like we did, and because they follow the rules, and some that haven't, are going to have to pay it back, and there's some, there's some trepidation about, who's actually going to have to pay it back. So I was just wondering if it was affecting us in any way. Nothing that I heard about us specifically, no.
No, not at all. I mean, we've checked in with the bank who's keeping such a close eye on it, and they were very helpful. I thought it was a wonderful institution, actually, and NETA as well. But, I as far as I know, we were well under anything that would have put us at risk for that.
Thank you.
So we're good.
Okay. Lyndon, you're next.
Yes. Thank you very much. Hi, Lydia.
Hi.
I've requested information to you in the last month, and I have not received. I have not received answers to the questions that I've asked, and I'm wanting to know when I'm going to get answers from you concerning what I put forward to you, which includes, of course, the bequeathment that went to Pacifica from LaPorte, Texas, and also why
that was what,
and also why does Anita not yet have the ability to see the bank information in real time at KPFT. Yet they have that from what I understand, they have that for all the other stations, but not for KPFT.
I'm working on that. I have sent it to Wells Fargo. Just last week, Markeisha sent in another request because she has the ability to add Tamara. Tamara has seen it. She's been copied on our correspondence. I sent the bank. They emailed back. They needed a second signature, which we had understood was not necessary. I went ahead and emailed that back. Now they want me to send it in through a different secure system than initially done, which I plan to do tomorrow. I mean, I spend most of my time regurgitating the same forms over and over again. We have communicated without a doubt to Wells Fargo to do so, to add Tamara. We have it in writing over and over. It's just the mechanics of their internal system is all I can say at this point.
Okay, and that's taken about 4 months, but the rest of
that's
my
right.
questions.
That's right.
And the house report?
And what? What was your other report? I couldn't hear you.
The estate in LaPorte, Texas that was left.
Oh, yes, our attorneys are working on it. That's a multi-level thing because as soon as I have a report for the entire board, you will get that. Thank you.
I believe as director, I'm allowed to ask for these things.
I don't have anything else.
Correct?
I have. You can ask whatever you want, but I have not. I do not have anything new to report.
I asked for a copy of the document. I asked for a copy of the document.
Mr. Chair, Dwayne Lark to the stack.
I got you, Dwayne.
Okay, whatever I.
Badgering the witness.
Dwayne.
Okay, the document is somewhat incomplete, and as soon as I get something that's complete, I will send it to the entire board at the same time.
I'm just not sure how that is how it's supposed to
okay,
work.
Okay, because I report to the entire board, and that's what I'm going to do.
I know.
Mr. Chair.
Okay, we'll go on to the next question. Dwayne, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Obviously, there was an email exchange going with the previous speaker as well as the IED, and it would appear to me that reasonable minds would know that until something is settled, that there is no reason to extend preliminary information that could otherwise be misconstrued as the final and factual information. So I think the IED is doing the right thing and not withholding anything from the member. I would also ask the IED with respect to the PPP loan as it was referred to. There have been publications for short form as well as long form. So has the PPP loan form of forgiveness been submitted?
I will ask, is Anita on the call still?
Anita, are you still on the call?
It would be, but so you're not aware. I can accept that. That's not something you can answer right now.
No, but I can ask and inform and let the board know tomorrow.
Okay, well, based on my experience and my knowledge, we need to expedite that because that window's been open. The day that we used all of the money, and I'm sure that we have, was the day that we had an opportunity to file that. So there won't be any questions as Mr. Pinchback ask the question so we can get that settled, and then
yeah,
we'll have
absolutely.
It hanging over our head when Congress finally come up with a second round of PPP, we can start fresh.
Correct. Okay, I will send the email to Tamara and Anita right now for verification to that effect.
We'll be seeking your assistance. Madam IED, we will be seeking your assistance with this new committee. We don't expect for you to attend meetings per se, but we know that as the chair of the Development Task Force, the chair of the Strategic Committee, the chair of the Finance Committee, I recognize that we all need to be working in tandem and find out where we are, where we know where we need to go, and fill out the blanks in between, and you are a critical part of that.
Thank you.
Okay, folks, it is midnight on the East Coast, and we are out of time for this meeting. I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn, Chris Corey.
Can we have a second?
Third.
Second.
Are there any objections? Are there any objections? Okay. Good night, everybody.